All right. Good evening, Viroqua. This is WDRT, the Macintosh Radio Review. I am your host, Amelia Jury, and I am with
April Anderson, the Adult Programming and Outreach Coordinator at the Macintosh Memorial Library. Thank you for tuning in to us this evening.
We appreciate everyone joining us, and we are going to jump right into a special interview with one of our program coordinators. April, I'll let you go ahead and take it away.
All right. Thank you, Amelia. So with us here today, we have Greg Layton, a wonderful musician, and I'm going to dive right in and ask him the first question I have for him today. So you are currently partnering with the library to provide jam sessions at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall. What are jam sessions?
Jam sessions are set up. There's a student, as I understand it, in Texas who's working on a program, and we are working with that program. And basically it's set up to encourage 16 years and older people that play music on an instrument to get together and socialize and play some music together on a monthly basis, I guess, two Monday afternoons a month, which is not a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
Thank you, Greg. And I can just add a little bit more on to that. It's a national pilot program that's called the Music for Libraries Project, and it's with Eric Ibarra. Hopefully I'm saying his last name correctly. And like you said, Greg, he is based out of Texas. Yeah, and I get to be a part of the jam sessions as well. While I'm not playing the instruments, I do enjoy watching everyone else play, and I kind of help to coordinate some of the tech components, you know, with the chords and music and things like that. So next, what is your role with the jam sessions?
Well, I believe I'm considered a facilitator, and this would be a person who basically is in charge of trying to set up the sessions with these people that come in. We've had two sessions so far, and each session we had different folks show up, so that's a good sign. We are going to be basically meeting the second and fourth Mondays of the month from around 3:45 to 5:30, and we're going to go on for 6 months doing this two Monday a month program and have a concert in April.
Thank you so much, Greg. And I just know you really have a lot of musical expertise and a really a wonderful background in music. So that's where it leads me to my next question here. When did you first start playing music?
I started playing music in the first grade. I played ukulele as my first instrument. I then had 5 years of piano instruction because my mother made me. And after I got tired of that, she allowed me to stop. And then that was great. She didn't force it. And then I went on in the ninth grade and started my drumming. And I started playing guitar and banjo in high school. And I guess I've been playing... Well, I played 36 years drumming in a big band, so I guess I'm multi-instrumental, and I've had a lot of fun. It's been most of my life.
Thank you, Greg. What instruments do you play? I know you mentioned a few already, but if there are some others that you haven't said just yet, would you share those with us too?
Well, I love to try harmonica. I am a blues DJ here on the radio. I have a Blue Monday program every other Monday night from 7 to 9, if you're all interested in the blues. I've been doing that for 15 years, and I guess otherwise I'm playing a lot of guitar, and I do some banjo, and I'm doing some teaching, and, you know, just enjoying my retired life.
Thank you, Greg. What is your favorite part about playing music?
I love playing things that people recognize, that their memories come alive. For an example, a friend who listens to my radio show called me the other night and said, I haven't heard that song in 50 years. I went right back to high school. That's the kind of stuff that happens when you play the right song for the people that remember.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg. That's heartwarming to hear. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about music in general before we wrap up with our interview today?
Well, I'd just like to encourage people to keep playing music, even if you don't believe you have a voice or you can't play. Just keep practicing, and you'll get better.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Greg. We hope you have a great rest of the day. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Well, that was our wonderful interview with Greg Layton, one of the coordinators of our Jam Sessions programs that actually we have another special guest with us who attends. CJ Chisoni is our adult services director, and she is here in the studio with us today. So we are going to ask her a couple of questions, starting with CJ. Why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for inviting me here. I'm really happy to be here. My full title is that I am the Director of Adult Services, Circulation, and Technology at the McIntosh Memorial Library. But as that's a bit of a mouthful, I usually just go by Adult Services Director. But more usually, I go by CJ. Well, I am not born, but I've spent 99% of my life in Vernon County. I lived in Victory, which was by DeSoto. Went to school in La Crosse. And my library journey actually started off at the DeSoto Public Library when I was about, I think, 5 or 6 years old. I have this really great memory of my parents taking me there and letting me look through all the different comic books and everything like that. But beyond that, I got my master's degree in library science from the University of Madison. And I have now been the adult services director at Viroqua for a little over a year now.
CJ, what is your favorite part about working at the McIntosh Memorial Library?
Oh, so many things. But I suppose the thing I really, really enjoy is just kind of getting to browse the shelves and exist in that space. Being able to look at the birds in the aviary, being able to see the different people coming in and out, just browsing the shelves and saying, oh, there's a book on a biography of Henry V. I never would have bought it, but I was doing some shelf reading, saw it, and I really liked it when I read it. That's what I really love about the McIntosh Library, and just the ability to browse and look and just exist in that space.
Nice. We love to hear that. CJ and I work very closely together as both the youth services director and the adult services director. CJ, why don't you tell us a little bit maybe about one of the favorite projects that you've had here recently?
One of my favorite projects. Ooh, that's difficult to say. But I'd have to say something that's really kind of gripped me recently is working on increasing our large print collection. For one thing, it's just interesting because it's an accessibility feature, but also it's a quality of life feature for the library. Both of my parents wear glasses and maybe can't read as well as they used to. And so as that has kind of opened my eyes to, hey, yeah, you can't just buy like the standard print versions, but working on both finding reliable access to these large print titles. So everybody can enjoy the latest James Patterson or the latest Daniel Steele, and not just people whose eyes work perfectly.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you bring up the collection and all of those terms of accessibility. Do you know what trends are you seeing and what the adults are reading or checking out lately? Have there been any popular titles that you think people should take a look at the library?
That's a very good point. Well, I've noticed the author Elizabeth Wheatley has recently really popped off. She is this romance fantasy author who was very popular on YouTube for her series of, I believe it's Book Goblin shorts. Trust me, they're very funny. She has written several book series now. The most popular that I've seen, like almost constantly on the hold shelf is the Dangerous Assassin series, which is about the romance between an assassin who is sent to kill a cursed emperor but ends up falling in love with him. She's written other series called Tears of the Wolf, which takes place in this sort of Viking fantasy land, another romance, and another title, which I haven't looked too deeply in, but just added, called The Warlord's Heir.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
I have another question for you, CJ. I know that you sometimes, when you get a chance, like to attend some of the library programs that are going on. Has there been, you know, what has been your favorite program that you've attended in your time that you've been at the library so far?
Ooh, that's a great question, April. Honestly, all of them have been enjoyable, I gotta say. Both you and Amelia, as the two people who are really in charge of all of our programming, always put a great deal of time, effort, and passion into it. But I gotta say, my favorite one that I ever attended was with Amelia, that beating and, I forget the exact title, beating and gem work?
Something along that line, yeah.
Yes, where we got to make our own jewelry. That was very exciting. I made myself a little bracelet that had a little blue bracelet with, I believe it was, you said it was the blue agate, which was good for helping with sleep.
Yes.
And I still love that bracelet, and I still wear it to bed every night, if only for, well, sentimentality.
Nothing wrong with that. CJ, we also know that you're part of the jam sessions that April was just talking about with Greg here. Why don't you tell us a little bit maybe about what instrument you play and what drew you to join this program?
Of course. I have started in music also very young. I currently play the ukulele. I still can play some piano if it's in front of me, but I'm not exactly Mozart or anything. I'm teaching myself how to play the kalimba, the ocarina, and also I'm a big fan of percussion instruments. So I also own, if not exactly have mastered, kind of the bongo drums, egg shakers, and castanets. Yeah, what really got me interested in the jam sessions was just the fact that, for one thing, it was something hosted by the library, so I wouldn't have to schedule anything. but just a chance to exist in the same space, make music, and meet my neighbors, more or less. That's really interested with it. And even though we've only had two sessions, April, you have done a great job being a coordinator and a leader in this project, and I've been having a lot of fun.
That sounds great. CJ, I also know that you're the director of all of our circulation desks, so you oversee all of the operations that go on there, and you help to give direction to our desk members so that we can serve our patrons to the best of our ability every day. My question for you is, what do you find most rewarding about helping the adult community in Viroqua?
Another great question. I find it really rewarding when you help someone find what they're looking for. When that moment clicks where they say, oh, I'm looking for like a mystery, or I'm looking for the next, I just finished this great series and now I'm a little sad, so I want to find something new. And helping meet the need, I suppose, is that helping that little, it's like a little treasure hunt in a way.
Nice. I think that's a pretty good answer. And, you know, on the youth services side with all the kids and such, that I get to help with that every day. I know it's one of the most, rewarding and successful parts of my job, and I absolutely love it. And I'm sure you feel the same way, CJ.
Very much so, yeah.
CJ and I also help to manage, alongside April, the Macintosh Messenger. It is our monthly library newsletter that comes out on the third Friday, and if you'd like to subscribe, just go on over to macintoshmemoriallibrary.org, and you can go ahead and subscribe. And on this newsletter, every month, we have a section dedicated to the new releases that are coming out that month from the library. So I'm going to go over to April here, who has a very important question regarding new releases to give CJ.
CJ, what kinds of things are on the new releases shelf right now?
Well, bunch of stuff. If you're interested in video games, we recently bought the latest NBA basketball video game, 20K 2026, the latest new release, the Final Fantasy Tactics, which our fellow librarian Christopher was very excited about. But in movies and TV shows, we recently acquired the latest Ken Burns PBS documentary, that six-part series on the American Revolution that was just added a week ago, as well as we have classic series like Columbo, all the seasons of Murder, She Wrote, as well as more up-to-date stuff like Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Dark Winds, and of course, book. We also have something that's really excited about is the Plated Prisoner series by Raven Kennedy, which is a kind of fantasy retelling of the legend of Midas. And we also recently acquired the book 6 in the Driftless series, Driftless Identity by Sue Berg.
Oh, that's very exciting. And I myself am really excited to take a look at that Ken Burns documentary. For all of our patrons and New Time listeners here who aren't familiar, coming up this summer on the 4th of July, it is going to be the anniversary of 250 years for the United States of America. So over at McIntosh Moore Library, we're going to have a lot of fun summer programs that are going to celebrate this theme of patriotism, as well as all of these new resources, such as the one that CJ just mentioned, that's going to give people an inside look at the history of the United States and maybe what we could expect going forward. All right, CJ, before we let you go here, I have one final question. What are you reading at this moment?
I am currently reading the Escape Goat series, which is another recent addition that was added this summer. It is the story of a young woman who moves out to, I believe, Connecticut and starts a goat yoga business, but ends up getting wrapped in to a murder mystery.
Ooh, I think I'll have to check this one out after you're done with it. All right, well, thank you so much to CJ Trissoni, the Adult Services Director at McIntosh Memorial Library, for joining us in the studio today. We hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day, and yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me again, and everybody have a great rest of your day, too.
Alrighty, listeners. So that was a wonderful interview with our Adult Services Director, CJ Trissoni. Thank you so much to her for coming on and joining us. And now we are going to move into a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about all of the fun programs that you can expect coming up at the library. So our break song today is called Blue Bossa. This is a wonderful jazz song. And this was performed at the Latticed Club. All right. So good evening, everyone. I am joined today with Emma Erickson of the Books Unbanned campaign taking place all across the nation. Emma is joining us from Brooklyn Public Library. So Emma, do you want to get us started by maybe introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. So as Amelia mentioned, my name is Emma Erickson. My title at Brooklyn Public Library is that I am the Manager of Youth Civic Engagement and Expression. And the main part of my job is that I oversee Books Unbanned, which is an initiative created by Brooklyn Public Library in April of 2022 to act as a direct action against the rise of censorship and book banning that we have seen all across the country. So our program offers free library cards to teens 13 to 21 anywhere in the United States. They sign up for this card and then they get full access to all of the ebooks, audiobooks, and databases in Brooklyn Public Library's collection.
All right. Thank you, Emma. How did you first become involved with the Books Unbanned initiative at Brooklyn Public?
So I started at Brooklyn Public Library as a young adult librarian in a branch. I was working at my my home branch, Windsor Terrace. And I was there when Books on Band like first started, and we heard about it, and I thought, oh my gosh, what an incredible, amazing thing that Brooklyn is doing, that we're really using our resources to support people all over, as opposed to, you know, just within Brooklyn, because censorship and book banning is a national issue, right? Mm-hmm. And then they opened this position because originally Books on Band was started by five people in five different departments all across Brooklyn who all already had jobs, right? This was like a thing that they were trying to manage. And originally they thought Books on Band was going to start and be a 1 year project. We're now going into our, you know, our fourth year. We've been around for a minute. And they wanted someone who could really tackle the day-to-day managing, making sure that things are going well, but also expanding and growing the program. And so they put this job up on our job board. And I was contacted saying, you know, hey, Emma, you've been really involved in a lot of community organizing. You've been very vocal about this issue within Brooklyn. You've also run some kind of bigger projects. Like, maybe this would be something you should apply for. So once I applied and received the job, then I really got thrown into the fire of learning everything about Books on Band, what it had been doing, what they wanted to do. And so that's sort of how I got involved, was taking on this job.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for telling us about that, Emma. Since its launch, Books on Band has supported young readers across the country and has especially been amplified as a movement by young people. Are there any stories or experiences, Emma, that particularly stand out to you, whether it's from libraries you've worked with or some of your own initiatives that you've had going on?
I think what always stands out the most is that when teens and young adults apply for the card, they are asked if they want to share their story about why they want the card or what they need the card for. They don't have to, but we think that it's important to collect those stories and to really understand the landscape and the effects of book banning. And so getting to read those testimonials is always something that sticks out. We actually created a report in their own words, which you can download from our website, www.booksunbanned.com. And you can read some of the things they're sharing. We had one recently that I won't try to quote word for word, but essentially was someone saying that they had started using the card when they were in high school and were now in college, and how invaluable this resource had been because their local library and now even their college library had such limited materials about LGBTQIA plus issues and authors that this was the only way that they could really access those. And so I do think about the impact that it's had on our individual cardholders, like, you know, many times they are just reading bestsellers. They're reading The Summer I Turned Pretty and, you know, all of those things. But for a lot of them, it is really, this is the only way that they can access those stories and voices that are being suppressed in their local community.
It's so important to have that sort of accessibility going on. And I know, myself included here, we're always grateful to have resources like Books on Band and the website that you mentioned to be able to access all those different materials and resources. Emma, from your perspective, what impact do you hope that this campaign is going to have on teens, both in rural communities like Baroque, where we are, and those larger urban areas like New York, where you're located?
I think the main goal of Books on Band is to make sure that people are aware that it's happening. I think a lot of times censorship and book banning gets relegated to like, oh, well, it's happening over there. It's over in that place. It's not where I live. When in fact, it is a truly national issue that is happening in big and small ways across the country. So I do hope that Books on Band, people hear about it and they go, oh, why would something like that be necessary? And they find out more about the issues of access in general, whether it's, you know, library budgets that are so small that they can't afford to be buying digital copies of books, or it's, you know, local groups who are trying to censor materials that teens want and deserve to read. I also hope that this program really helps support more good and positive narratives around libraries. I mean, I am a library stan. It is no secret, but there are people out there who just see libraries as something old or outdated or only serve one purpose, or people out there trying to vilify what it is that public libraries do. But this is an initiative that shows that libraries do so much, and we do much more than what comes into our doors, right? We can really reach out, we can really fill in gaps, we can recognize a need nationally in our community, and we can meet it. So those are some of the things. And of course, that kids get to read the books that they want to read, right? In a way, that's sort of a given. This program exists so that teens and young adults can read what whatever it is that they want without any limits to them accessing those materials.
Absolutely. Emma, what do you envision next for Books on Van, both at Brooklyn Public Library and any partner libraries like Macintosh Memorial?
We want more partners. We want more people. Books on Ban, we started just in Brooklyn, and then now we have expanded to these five partner libraries who also have cards. So Seattle, Boston, San Diego, LA County, and now Long Beach all have Books on Ban cards that teens can sign up for. They can then use to access those libraries' collections. We are working with these small and rural libraries where we've given them these programming grants like yours. And so that they can be running programs like our Freedom Tree Teen Ambassador internship. They can duplicate those. We have all these resources out there. So we really just want to see more people coming either directly under the Books Unbanned banner and becoming partners, or just using the resources that we have available on our website, like the Freedom Tree Teen Advocacy Toolkit, which is essentially a blueprint for if you want to run programs about censorship or civic engagement or teen leadership. We've created this guide that you can download. And it's got worksheets, it's even got icebreakers, it's even got tips on how to talk to teenagers. We want to make sure that people know that we exist, they encourage teens to sign up and use the card, and that they also are aware of the resources that we have for them as educators, adults, librarians out there. And yeah, and if anyone is interested in learning more about how they can support the Books Unbanned program, they can always email us at booksunbanned@bklnylibrary.org. And we would love to hear from you.
All right, that was going to be my next question. So you beat me to the punchline there. So instead, I'll wrap it up by asking, is there anything that you would like to say directly to the teens in our new ambassadorship program?
Welcome and thank you, truly. It's not hard or it's not easy these days to be a young person in America. There are so many issues that we are facing, from climate justice to food insecurity to just wondering what the future holds. And I think that your participation in this program is going to give you a foundation to understand ways that you can find answers, set goals for yourself, and become more embedded within your community. So I truly welcome you to this program, and I thank you for giving us your time. I'm sure there are lots of other local clubs or video game tournaments that you could be participating in, but I appreciate you taking the time and effort to learn about this issue and to become ambassadors for the freedom to read. So thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Emma. It's a pleasure to, as always, to speak with you, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come and talk to us on our radio show.
Absolutely. It is truly an honor. Take care and stay warm.
You as well.
All right. So we are now back in the studio. This is WDRT Viroqua, the Macintosh Radio Review. I am here with April Anderson, our Adult Programming and Outreach Coordinator. Again, I am Amelia Jury, the Youth Services Director, and we are from Macintosh Memorial Library. So, April, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about some of the fun adult programs that we have coming up.
All right. So coming up is the mini wreath ornaments. We will be making those on Thursday, December 18th. This program will take place at 5:30 p.m. in the program room. And this particular program does require registration. So you would just go on to our library website, go under calendar, and then you would be able to find this specific program and register for it. And it's just like what it sounds. The ornaments we are going to create will be mini wreath type ornaments. It will be fun. Hope you can join us. And then coming up not too long after that is Bring Your Own Book Club. That will take place on Tuesday, December 23rd. Normally the program would take place the fourth Thursday of the month, but that happens to be Christmas, so the library will be closed that day. This program will take place at 5:30 p.m. at Noble Rind. And then the theme, if you choose to follow the theme, it's a book set in another country. And then at this program, people get together. We talk about one to three books that we are currently reading. And then just it's good conversation. You get some ideas of books that you might want to read moving forward or to add to your list. Strong Bodies continues to occur on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall. This program takes place from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. in partnership with the Vernon County Over 50 Club. And Strong Bodies is an evidence-based program that comes out of Tufts University. So we do strength-based training, so we are utilizing weights. It's a proven to be effective program that does really help with your health. And it also incorporates balance, flexibility, stretching, and those types of things as well. Tabletop Takeover is a board game program that takes place every Monday in the adult library section from 4 to 6 p.m. We play a variety of different games from Settlers of Catan and, you know, just other more complex types of games. The library has a bunch of different games on hand, but people, participants who come are welcome to bring in games that they would like to play as well, which oftentimes does occur. There's a core group of people that attend this particular program, and there's always room for more. Bring a friend if you'd like. Chess Club, that takes place every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. This program also takes place in the adult library. And there are always one to two coaches that are available to kind of help you learn and improve your skills and strategies with this particular game. And I have learned a lot myself about chess lately and continue to. It's a lot of fun, a great way to meet new people. Also coming up is the Adult Winter Reads program. This is sponsored by the Friends of the Library. It will begin on January 2nd and continue through February 28th. So stop by or print off a bookmark, read or listen to three books. And then what you do is record those titles on the bookmark and then finally return your bookmark to the library for a prize. You will get a prize right away. So there will be things like chapstick and lotion and candles and mugs and different things like that. And then also, in addition, anyone completing a bookmark is eligible to win the grand prize, a Kindle. And the grand prize winner will be announced on Monday, March 2nd. And so those bookmarks that I mentioned, those will be available beginning January 2nd when this particular program starts, because the books and things do need to be read between January 22nd and February 28th. Next, I want to talk to you about media conversion kits. That will be available from January 2nd through February 28th as well. So, for example, need to turn that box of old videotapes or camcorder tapes that's sitting in your closet or basement into a digital format? With the ClearClick Video to Digital Converter 2.0, you can transfer your videos to digital format with the touch of a button. Convert your VHS collection and enjoy your old movies again. Restore and share your family memories from 20 years ago. You can watch your digitized videos on your computer, tablet, smartphone or your TV. This kit will also include a VHS to DVD converter as well. Reservations are required to reserve this kit for you to be able to use it. It's very similar to how you reserve the conference room, for example, at the library. You go to that same system, but rather than reserving the conference room or a room specifically, you go to under equipment, and then you'll be able to reserve the media conversion kit there. Again, between the dates of January 2nd to February 28th. Also coming up is 1,000 Words, Stories from the VA's My Life, My Story project with Thor Ringler and Seth Jovog. Hopefully I said his last name correctly. If not, my apologies. This program will take place on Saturday, January 10th at 10 a.m. in the lobby. And I just want to give you a little bit more information about this wonderful project. Since 2013, writers from the VA's My Life, My Story project have asked more than 9,000 veterans at VA hospitals around the United States to tell their life stories. With the veterans' permission, those stories go into the veterans' medical record so that VA healthcare providers can read them and get to know their patients better. Attend this presentation to learn more about this important project. Next up, I'd like to talk about the mindfulness and meditation practice group with Jenny Ross. The next one will be on Tuesday, January 13th at 5:30 p.m. in the program room. Registration is not required. Just all you need to do is show up if you're interested. New people are welcome to join at any time. Learn, and it's for people who are new to meditation and mindfulness, or people that have been, you know, doing it for years. Everyone is welcome. You know, attend this group to learn more tips and strategies for your own mindfulness and meditation practices. Coming up on Wednesday, January 14th, there's going to be a presentation with SNS Cycle at 2:15 p.m. in the lobby. Now, this particular program, it's going to be where you get to watch the live stream. SNS Cycle will not be at the library physically, but you will be able to tune in and listen to them speak and see it live in the library lobby. And I want to tell you a little bit more about SNS Cycle. It's a performance motorcycle parts manufacturer located in Viola. The company, founded in 1958 by George J. Smith and Stanley Stankos, hopefully I said that last name correctly, specializes in the high-performance V-twin engine parts, accessories, and complete engines for Harley-Davidson and other motorcycles. And so again, you can watch the live stream in the lobby on that day to learn more. And then finally, I'd like to talk about an adult art program that will be coming up, Paper Quilled Snowflakes. This will take place on Thursday, January 15th at 5:30 p.m. in the program room. And this one does require registration. That way I make sure to prepare enough materials for everybody who shows up. And the registration can be completed by going to our library website and going under calendar. That's all I have to share for adult programs. And I will turn it back over to Amelia.
Thank you so much, April. It sounds like those are a lot of fun, and I'm sure our patrons are just as thrilled as I am to hear about what we have coming up. All right, now we are going to jump right into all of our fun children's programs coming up. The first of these has been our ongoing winter bingo sessions that we have had going on with the Viroqua Hockey Association. So over at McIntosh Moore Library, you can stop by our library and pick up a winter bingo board. On this board is a variety of fun challenges, such as read a book with a blue cover or read a book with snow on it. Or maybe at home it has you do a cozy little activity like watch a seasonal movie with a cup of hot chocolate. So these are due back on December 22nd, and for those that completed and turn it back into the library, you will be entered for a chance to win a wonderful raffle wherein you can get one of 6 admission passes over to the Viroqua Hockey Association building on the north side of town. So if you're interested in maybe popping some skates on and going for either a figure skating lesson or a hockey lesson or maybe just some free time on the ice, complete our winter bingo board, and you might have a chance to win one of those amazing admission passes. Also going on at the library, we have a Get to Gnome You, Build a Holiday Gnome Craft. In this December month, we're focusing on all of those cozy little winter crafting sessions. So if you are a fan of gnomes and you want to stop by the library and try your hand at building a little gnome friend for you for the season, feel free to come on down. This takes place on Wednesday, December 17th from 3:30 to 4:30. It is located in the program room and it is open to ages 7 to 18. Also coming up this month, we have a holiday movie pajama night wherein our patrons are encouraged to wear their pajamas, and you can join us to watch The Polar Express happening on Monday, December 22nd from 4 to 6 p.m. We will provide hot cocoa and cookies so you can have a fun little treat while you watch this movie, and it is open to all ages and will be located in the program room. Also, throughout the month of December, we have a mystery date with a book going on. For those that have stopped by the library, you may have seen a little brown wood cart located off to the side by the circulation desk with some fun wrapped books on it. This is open to tweens and teens, so ages 10 to 18, and these books are free for all patrons to take. You can pick it up, it's a fun little surprise, and you get to discover what it is when you get home. It should be noted that books cannot be returned and or replaced back at the library, so whatever you pick up, you get to take home and keep. Also coming up this month, we have a Snow Person Studio where people can stop by and build their own little snow buddy. So this is going to be on Tuesday, December 23rd from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. It is located in the program room, and again, it is open to that 7 to 18 range. Now, coming up in early January, we have all sorts of fun programs going on. There is the continuation of our youth art clubs. So on the first and third Tuesdays of the month, I believe, we have a art club going on with Azriel. She is a student over at North Initiative High School. So for all of you out there who are art enthusiasts and want to work with a fun bunch of different art mediums, you can come by the library on those days and you get to work with Azriel and complete all sorts of fun art projects. Also on the first Tuesdays of the month, we have another art club, and this one is with Kathy Wheeler. This one is aimed at the older kids, so that 10 to 18 range. Azriel's is for ages 6 to 12. And with the older kids with Kathy Wheeler, you also get to do a whole bunch of fun art projects. I know this last time that she was here, they worked on some shadow work, they worked on their drawing skills and imitating real life objects, so there's all sorts of fun stuff always going on here. As earlier mentioned, we also have those amazing jam sessions going on the second and fourth Mondays from 4 to 5:30. This one is open to ages 16 and up, so to all my teenagers out there who might be listening and you're wondering what you can do to get involved, you can go ahead and check this out. We also have our weekly Lego club happening on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 4:30. So if you're a Lego enthusiast and you want to complete some fun Lego challenges or just build Legos with a friend, stop by the library on Wednesdays from 3:30 to 4:30. This is located in the program room. It is open to ages 5 to 10 and registration is required. Otherwise, every single month and every week really, we have two programs that take place. The first of these is called the Parenting Place program. So for all of our families out there, or maybe parents who would have a little one between the ages of just being born to 5 years old, you can come by on Thursdays with your little one and you get to complete all sorts of fun youth-centered activities. Sometimes they do a craft, they always have a little snack, they have a story time, a sing-along, and it's really just a perfect time for the families and our community to bond together. We also have our homeschool resource sessions, so to all of our homeschool families on Fridays, you can come by the library, and you can also get to know other homeschool families in the area. You get to do fun crafts. I know they recently did a paper mache craft. So we also have snacks for them, and it's just really a fun time for your kids to socialize, play together, and you can get to know other homeschool parents in the Viroqua area. So this is on Fridays from 9:30 to 11. It is located in the program room. It is open to ages 0 to 12. So if you are looking for something fun to do, stop on by. Also, every week on Mondays, we have a little story time. Coming up here in 2026, we are going to have a snow theme. So we're going to focus on all of those winter animals like polar bears, Arctic foxes, seals, all sorts of fun things. And we'll also have lots of snow-driven conversations. And all of our little story time books are going to be focused around those. So if you are a fan of the winter months and you want your little one to enjoy a story time, stop by every week on Monday at the library from 10:30 to 11 a.m. that this is open ages 0 to 4, and we are located right in the aviary seating area, so your kid could also watch some pretty cool birds or while they listen along. Outside of all of those, we have a whole bunch of other fun things going on in January. We have a winter craft workshop on Thursday, January 8th at 4 o'clock. This one is open ages 5 to 10, and it will be a fun time where they can work on some snowflakes, and we get to do a whole bunch of fun winter activities. We also are going to have some fun programs about the upcoming Winter Olympics taking place here this year. So if you want to learn a little bit more about the Winter Olympics, you can stop by the library, and this one will be available here on our website by the time the show airs. So yeah, you could go ahead and check this one out. Outside of all of that, we just always have a lot of fun things going on at the library, so we always encourage you to stop by, check us out at MacToshmoreLibrary.org, and you can also find us on our socials on Facebook and Instagram. So, thank you guys, and, you know, we hope you enjoy stopping by a program at the library. Also coming up here at the library, we are privileged to have Santa. So to all of our Santa enthusiasts, you can stop on by on Friday, December 19th. It is open to the public between 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And you can meet Santa. You get to get a free book. We'll have hot chocolate. We'll have cookies. So if you want to meet Santa, you can go ahead and come by MacToshmore Library on, again, Friday, December 19th between 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And now we're going to transition into a little bit of a break song here, and this is called Santa on a Segway by Scott Fields.
Thank you.
righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the studio. This is WDRT Viroqua, the Macintosh Radio Review. So we are joined here today with both April and myself. Again, I'm Amelia Drury, the services director, and we are here with April Anderson, the adult programming and outreach coordinator. We want to tell you guys a little bit about a very special event that April and I got to participate in recently called the Twinkle Fest Parade. For all of you citizens of Viroqua, you might already be familiar with all of the wonderful things that Viroqua has going on, and this parade is certainly one of the best ones that we have to offer. So April and myself got to manage the Macintosh Memorial Library float that was going on in the parade this year. You might have spotted us in the lineup, and we had a fun book theme of all sorts of snowmen. We wore white with some red scarves to imitate those amazing snowmen, and we based this theme around the book How to Catch a Snowman by Adam Wallace. So to all my families out there looking for a book recommendation, this book features a fun adventure wherein the children set up a bunch of fun, clever traps to try to catch the snowman, and whether they end up doing so, I will leave for you to discover in the book. We also have that fun movie night coming up here about the Polar Express. The Polar Express was a book written by Chris Van Allsburg, and this book was the amazing feature of the story of a young boy who goes on this magical adventure to the North Pole and all of the fun hijinks that he and his new friends get up to along the way. So if you're looking for a fun new book to check out, I absolutely recommend that one. April, what are some fun books that you have going on in the adult world?
Yeah, so I know CJ earlier was telling us about a few books on the new releases shelf, and I actually have a couple from the new releases shelf that I want to talk about too. The first one is called The Nanny's Handbook to Magic and Managing Difficult Dukes by Amy Rose Bennett. I've actually read this book myself. I read it not too long ago, and I absolutely loved it. It's a little bit like Mary Poppins. It made me think of her a little bit as I read it. But it also really truly stands well on its own. I found it charming and heartwarming, lighthearted. So if you're looking for a read kind of like that, that also incorporates a little bit of magic, I'd highly recommend it. And then for those of you that maybe don't appreciate the cold temperatures that we've been having lately, you might appreciate the book called One Golden Summer by Carly Fortune. I also have read this book. It's been a little while ago now, but I truly enjoyed that. It will make you think of summer and swimming and hot temperatures. And so again, if you're not really someone who loves the cold, you might want to, you know, warm up with a book like this. And another thing I'd like to talk to you about is the art display wall. So the Macintosh Memorial Library has an art display wall that you may or may not be familiar with. So each month, an artist can sign up to have their artwork displayed on the wall for the entire month for people to enjoy. So please do stop in the library right now to see the artwork that's currently on display. And I also want to let you know that all of 2026, except for I believe it's the month of October, is wide open. So please feel free to reach out to me and sign up for a month in 2026 to display your artwork. Or if you know of a friend or family member that does artwork and you think they should display, please pass this message along to them.
I know that I'm planning to get in contact with you here about that, April, because coming up hopefully in either March or April of this year, I know that the youth art clubs want to display some of the fun artworks that they will have going on. So we at Macintosh Memorial Library in the youth art side might be taking a look at reserving the art wall to display all of those fun artsy creations that the kids are going to be creating.
I am thrilled to hear that, Amelia. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, of course, anytime. All right, we are now going to move into a little bit of that library joke segment. I know we always are happy to have a little laugh in the world of library science. So April, my first question for you is, what is a librarian's favorite Christmas song?
I have no idea, Amelia.
Silent Night.
I like that one.
I do too. All right, what does a book do in the winter?
Hibernate.
Puts on a book jacket.
Oh, I like that answer better.
Yeah. April, do you got any library jokes?
Mine is not quite holiday or winter specific like yours, but why did the library book feel so confident?
Why?
It had spine.
Ah, that's a good one. All right, we are now going to talk a little bit about the library. April and I, this last time we were together here, had a chance to talk about all of the fun things that, you know, the library has going on, and we are going to continue that conversation. So, McIntosh Memorial Library was the recent receiver of a grant called the Infinite Sums Grant. With this grant, we are going to get $10,000 to put towards math programming for our community. So, coming up this next spring, starting in February and running through September, we are going to introduce what's called STEM Club. In this club, we are going to focus on all of those fun aspects of science, technology, engineering, and of course, math. Kids are going to be able to become mathletes in their own right, and we hopefully will be able to attend some local math competitions, as well as focusing on a whole bunch of fun science projects. These can include anything from building popsicle bridges to working with pressure rockets to building volcanoes and discovering what makes them burst and all sorts of fun stuff. So using the funding from this, they also get the opportunity to be a part of this STEM club that we are going to have on at the library. And as a further result of it, down at the end, we are going to have an expose at the Vernon County Fair. So partnering with the Vernon County Fair Board this year, all of the students in STEM Club are going to be able to select a project that they either worked on recently at the start of STEM Club or towards the end of it and display it at the Vernon County Fair. This is something we are very proud and excited to announce. And I know that we have a lot of fun plans regarding that Infinite Sums grant. So thank you to the Simons Foundation in New York City for allowing us to receive this grant. We are so excited to be able to make use of it. And that's just one thing that I know we have going on in the library coming up. April, why don't you tell us a little bit maybe about some fun things going on in the library on the adult side?
All right. I'd like to talk about the opioid grant that the McIntosh Memorial Library received not too long ago. One of the things that we're doing through this grant to make the library as accessible as possible to the community is to install community first aid kits into the public restrooms that are available at the McIntosh Memorial Library so that if someone would need a Band-Aid or some gloves or some gauze or other things that you might expect to find in a first aid kit, that you would be able to have access to those types of things. We just received our kits back yesterday, so they just need to be installed, which should be happening very soon here. And that's all I have on the opioid grant. Thank you, Amelia.
Yeah, of course. All right. Here at McIntosh Memorial Library, we are all about accessibility and seeing what we can do to make our services more inclusive to patrons. As a further effort on our part, we have installed what are called the library lockers. You may have noticed those beautiful blue lockers located right outside the library doors on South Rock Avenue. Those are for patrons who may be unable to get to the library during our business hours or who have to work late or in the evening, as well as some of those larger families that maybe just aren't able to stop by the library as often as they like. To access a library locker, you can go ahead and give us a call at 608-637-7151, and then you can go ahead and reserve a library locker. We are going to check out your items to you. They will be placed in the locker, and then one of our helpful circulation staff members will give you a call back and give you the code that you need to get into your library locker. So that's just one of the many services that we offer here at the library, and my colleague here, April Anderson, is going to tell you all about another one.
Thank you, Amelia. So what I'd like to talk about next are the home delivery service that I help to provide through the library. So people that are unable to come to the library themselves for whatever reason, they can still get library materials as well by signing up for the home delivery service program. So what that means then is I deliver your materials to you. So on Wednesdays, kind of late morning to early afternoon is when I'm out and about delivering books and other materials that people have requested specifically to their homes. So I go to places like nursing homes and individual residences and places like that. So everyone is able to access the materials that they would like to, even if they're not able to come to the library themselves. It's a really, truly wonderful service, and we want to make sure that everyone is aware of it.
All right. Thank you, April. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today. This has been the McIntosh Radio Review at WDRT Viroqua. We hope that you guys join us in listening to our next session coming out on the third Wednesday every month at 5 o'clock p.m. So thank you to everyone who tuned in, and we look forward to seeing you at the library if you want to come on down and stop on by. Have a good evening, all.